Let's begin with two TV ads, one each from the two men duking it out to be Illinois' next governor. As the incumbent, we'll start with one from Pat Quinn about his opponent, businessman Bruce Rauner.
The U.S. attorney said Rauner's company took Medicaid's money for itself and left some of our most vulnerable citizens without the aid they deserve. Did Bruce Rauner really think no one would find out?
Not to be outdone, here's the ad Rauner just came out with.
They were just children, our most vulnerable, with their whole lives ahead. Lives cut short, tragically, senselessly, from abuse, neglect. While in the care of Pat Quinn's administration,
voters may well be left feeling like they have to choose between a man responsible for the deaths of children or a man responsible for the deaths of old people.
And, you know, it's all about making your opponent unelectable. And, you know, and Rauner is a vulture capitalist, you know, elitist, whatever. And Quinn is a criminal mastermind and a bumbling fool, you know, all at the same time. And it's just, it's really appalling.
That's Kent Redfield, a University of Illinois Springfield political scientist, who says this race has gotten nastier than he's seen in his many years studying campaigns here. Still, he's never known an Illinois candidate to do what first-term state representative Scott Drury's doing in his bid for re-election. Drury, a Democrat from the North Shore, has filed a defamation lawsuit. Drury says an ad that aired on cable TV, as well as a campaign mailer sent to his constituents, lied. They claim he supports legislation that would lead to cuts in state funding to his local schools, when Drury says he's against the plan.
But it goes beyond that. I mean, there's allegations, there's not an allegation. One of the mailers states, Scott Drury supports defunding our schools so that party bosses will fund his campaign. Now, that's an allegation of a quid pro quo, which, you know, could be an allegation of criminal conduct. And I absolutely, that there's absolutely no truth to that.
Drury says, as an attorney who used to prosecute criminals, being accused of a crime could destroy his reputation. He says that takes it beyond fair political play and makes it defamation.
It's a sad day when people say, well, this is just how it is in politics, and so shouldn't you just go along with it?
His lawsuit seeks $9 million in damages from his Republican opponent, Mark Nierhoff, conservative radio host Dan Proft, and Proft's Political Action Committee Liberty Principles PAC. Nierhoff's campaign manager, Mick Paskowitz, says he never authorized any material relating to that particular school funding bill, which would make sense. Candidates and third-party PACs aren't supposed to coordinate under campaign finance laws. Proft didn't immediately return a call seeking comment, but he has been quoted as calling the lawsuit frivolous. Here's Paskowitz's statement.
Scott Drury filed this lawsuit because he knows he's an embattled incumbent who needs to distract voters from the fact that he has taken nearly $250,000 from PACs controlled by Speaker Michael Madigan. Our campaign will carry on with our positive message that has gained traction throughout the district, and we do not and will not tell outside groups what to do and not to do.
That the lawsuit comes just weeks before the election, as he's trying to prevent Madigan from holding onto a veto-proof majority, has not gone unnoticed by House Minority Leader Jim Durkin. Durkin says Drury needs to grow a thicker skin.
Our campaigns are not gentlemen's duels, let's be perfectly honest with you. But the fact is, to say that they're going to run to the courthouse every time somebody says something which they don't like, to me, it just shows somebody who's just not ready for prime time to be in Springfield.
Durkin says his candidates are consistently the subject of unflattering brochures paid for by Madigan's multi-pronged fundraising apparatus. Durkin says the most offensive to him are mailers that accuse Republican incumbents of opposing funding for rape crisis centers just because Republicans voted against an out-of-balance state budget.
It's just horrible. It's not stretching the truth. It's lies. It's absolute lies. But the fact is, we're not going to go to the court. We're going to go out and we're going to talk to people in the district, people who will be able to the local press.
It's not clear Representative Drury's strategy of going to court to stop these attack ads will work. A federal judge last month struck down an Ohio law that made it illegal to publish or broadcast a false statement about a candidate's voting record. The judge in that case wrote that we do not want the government deciding what is political truth. That's for voters to decide, he wrote. But UIS political scientist Kent Redfield says voters generally don't want to hear the truth.
The truth is so bad. I mean, if you really are going to honestly discuss what the state's problems are and what the possible solutions are, if you promise people that you'll deliver painful budget cuts and tax increases, you're telling the truth, but it's not a very good campaign slogan.
And if you can't talk about the issues, he says, all that's left is to hammer your opponent with the dirt campaign consultants have dug up. Redfield says, thanks to the internet, there's plenty of that. And outside PACs have unlimited funds to spread it around. He says all of that negativity is enough to make voters so cynical, they don't even try to distinguish what's true and what's not.
It's so toxic when you get these wise guy outsider consultants with unlimited money and unlimited technology that are just scorched earth kind of campaigns. And then, you know, the day after the election, they're on the plane to, you know, California, and everybody else is stuck in Illinois trying to pick up the pieces.
To the victor will go those spoils. I'm Amanda Vinicky.